Today is what, June 15th. Talking with Bob and Will Philippi. Is that it?
It's Philippi.
Philippi. Out in the Elroy Garage. And you're almost a native son. Is that right?
Correct.
Going back to when?
1929. We moved to Mill Valley in 1929.
Yeah.
The garage was opened in 28.
I'm kind of interested in your, you know, the history of this garage. Now, your father started it in 28?
1928.
Where did he come from?
From San Francisco. He had a garage in San Francisco.
Oh.
And
What motivated him to come to Mill Valley?
Well, he wanted to get out of San Francisco at that time. He had a lot of men working for him. And then there was problems, stealing and everything. And he said he wanted to get a little garage off by, you know, by himself. We just had one or two men working for him, and that was it.
In 28, Mill Valley had a population of
4,500.
4,500.
About 45 or 4,000.
Was your dad native born, or was he?
No, he was born in Italy. He came over here when he was 8 years old. He was born in 1892, and he came over here in 1900.
Uh-huh.
So he was here for the earthquake. He was living there in the earthquake.
I wonder how he got started in the automobile business.
Oh, he was in it. He used to build
races. That was right. He was a pioneer.
Yeah, well, he built, he worked on submarines in World War I.
Uh-huh.
And then he was working in the Union Iron Works, and that's what kept him out of the service. In fact, he enlisted, and then they sent him back to work in World War I. So then he worked for Doherty Brothers in San Francisco, who was the original, well, not the original, but one of the original Ford dealers in San Francisco.
They have Porsches in here in San Francisco in those years?
Porsches? No.
Isn't that what you said? Original?
Fords.
Excuse me.
Doherty Brothers, they were on Petrol Avenue in San Francisco.
Reading what they worked for, and they didn't have the Ford dealership.
They really didn't have Ford dealerships, I guess.
And they got it, well, my father claimed he helped them get it, or got it for
so. Doherty. He got it for Doherty.
Because he didn't want it himself.
Yeah.
He was a mechanic. He didn't want to run a business.
Yeah, I remember in the late 20s, living in Pasadena, one of the big radio programs we all listened to was put on by Don Lee Cadillac.
Oh, in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to go to those
Blue Monday Jamboree.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember we used to go with my mother when I was when we were little kids. She used to take us over there. And we used to sit around. They had a little platform. The little kids would sit around the platform while people performed.
On
Don Lee. Don Lee Cadillac.
Yeah,
in San Francisco.
Was your mother born in Italy?
No, she was born in Portugal.
For goodness sake.
She came over here. She was only, four years old. She came over here. But then I had aunts and uncles in Mill Valley here. Her sister was in Mill Valley here. So she came to Mill Valley for a long time and went to school here, and then she moved to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
With her mother. And then later on they moved back to Mill Valley again.
Yeah, West Marinas.
Pardon?
West Marinas, filled with Portuguese.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Costa's used to have Costa Brothers Creamery.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, there were these Costa Brothers, and my uncle was one of the Costa Brothers, married to my mother's sister, the oldest sister. Mm-hmm. And they lived right across, well, in fact, they lived the old post office, next house. Well, there was a house. The post office took over part of their property. They tore the house down.
Where did you live when you first came here?
Well, I lived right where back of Marin is now.
Back of Marin?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sunnyside?
Where it used to be a grocery store.
Correct. Yeah, well, before it was a grocery store, it was a creamery.
Yeah.
The Costa Brothers Creamery.
Oh, yeah.
They had milk, and they had then they had ice, and they had in the back they had coal and wood, and they had milk. And then later on they closed up the creamery, and then they opened up a grocery store there for a while, for a number of years, not too many years, I don't think. But we lived upstairs. They had a great big apartment upstairs when we first came in. We lived there about 2 years.
Well, what's is it, as in the grammar school age, what schools did you have to go to? Was it Park School?
I went to Park School.
It was a new school then, pretty much.
No. I only went to the fourth grade at the time. Mm-hmm. Then went from Park School, I went up to Summit School, which is not there anymore. And Summit School, I just went 1 year, because the fifth grade was in Summit. Summit went from kindergarten to the fifth grade, and then Old Mill was sixth, seventh, and eighth at the time. So, consequently, they were neighborhood schools, like, see, they went up, like Park School went to the fourth grade. So when you went to the fifth grade, you had to go to Summit School, and then go to Old Mill School. Yeah. Old Mill was like a junior high, more or less.
Yeah, they, during the time I was going to school, they changed the grades in the different schools half a dozen times. So, you know, 1 year you're at a junior high school, the next year that was some other school like they've been doing around here. But, now, this is the Elroy Garage. Mm-hmm. Why isn't it the Philippi Garage?
Well, originally this was the Elroy subdivision. The lady that owned it.
What's originally? What year are we talking about?
1928. Uh-huh. The lady that originally owned all this property, up to Nelson Avenue, from here to Nelson Avenue and over to Byfield and back, her name was Hanley. I can't remember her first name. Her last name was Hanley, and she had a son, Al, and Roy. H-A-N-D-L-E-Y, it was Hanley, H-A-N-D-L-E-Y.
D? Did you say?
H-A-N-D-L-E-Y, I think it was. Hanley. Maybe there wasn't a D in that. And she subdivided part of this property.
Well, who was Elroy?
Well, she had two sons, Al and Roy. So she named it the Elroy subdivision.
She kind of cheated on that first letter.
See, this was the 101 highway here at the time, too, see?
Is that right?
Yeah.
For goodness sake. So then where did you go over
the
hill?
Through Corte Madera, Larkspur, to Santa Fe.
But it didn't follow that winding road over the hill now?
Yes, yeah.
That was it?
That was the 101 highway, just two lanes.
Is that right?
And it used to come through where the, you know where the swimming pool is at Tam?
Yeah.
Just, the road used to come through there. El Monte Boulevard used to come right through. The school was separated by 101 highway. In other words, the school was on one side, and the gym, swimming pool, and the ball fields were on the other side.
What year did they put the highway in its present location?
About 1933. I think it seemed to be about 33, where they changed it.
Yeah.
And it was a three-lane. Huh. But they still had the old highway coming through where the swimming pool is. They changed that in the last, 20 years maybe? 15 years? 20 years? Where they put the swimming pool, they closed the road off.
Yeah. When they opened the Bay Bridge, or the Golden Gate Bridge.
In 37, yeah.
Yeah, did that have any major effect on your dad's business? When did you take over the business?
Walt and I took over in 1958.
And your dad was working it right up to then, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, 58, I think it was. First part 59, Walt and I took over the business. When Dad retired.
65, he was sort of slowing down before that.
So we were more or less running the business then, but he still owned it till about latter part of 58, I guess it was. Latter part of 59, then we took over.
Well, before this place, this was subdivided here.
Mm-hmm.
What were these vacant lots, were the streets in, or was this pasture, or what
did it look like? Originally, Sycamore was just a dirt road when my dad opened up here. And then they put Sycamore in and had a nice wide road here before they ever put any homes in years. In fact, I was in high school in the 30s, let's see, about 37, I guess, 36 was what I... Yeah, it's been 36, maybe, when I put in the Sycamore here, the wide Sycamore.
Yeah.
This was the best road in the Mill Valley for a long time. All cement.
Yeah, it was a good road.
Sure gone the highway.
Well, what happened was they went and put a sewer in, and they followed up. I heard when they put the sewer in, it wouldn't run uphill,
So they had to dig it up again, so that really tore up the street. Yeah. And then the floods didn't help it either.
Yeah.
It's
got all marshland across the street there, so it was all filled, man.
That was all marshland.
Is that right? Totally.
The old dumps, yeah, the old dumps were right across the way here at one time.
Then the marsh would be an overflow of the creek?
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it land use? Was it made use of? Was there any pasture land? Or?
Not here. Not over here. No. It was a dumps. Originally.
Yeah.
That was back in... Then they moved the dumps across the way here, out where the school... beyond school here. Mm-hmm. And that was the dumps later on, up to the water there. And then they had a pig farm over there. It's a pig farm right across the way, too.
Where was the pig farm?
Right across the street.
Where the school,
is? Yeah,
the lower the aroma you got when the wind changed and blew this way.
What would be the year that there was a pig farm there?
That was before the war. It must have been about 38.
That's pretty interesting to have pig farms in a city.
Well, that's the time Uncle Sam was paying not to produce too many either. He was.
Oh, yeah. Henry Wallace's.
Yeah, whoever was president then, I forget. But I remember the guy used to say, my guys are paying me not to raise them. No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm raised this as many, he said.
That'd been in the middle 30s.
Yeah.
Henry Wallace was Secretary of Agriculture.
Right after.
Yeah.
You know, right at the end of the Depression. Yeah.
You know, I showed my dad big checks that he'd get from the government.
Is that right?
And it seemed to me one of them was $5,000.
Probably doing
it. And in those days, $5,000, you know, was something.
That bought you a big home.
Darn right.
Yeah.
But that's what these homes sold for, less than that around here.
Yeah.
The originals.
When I came to California, I was raised here, but then I lived back east until I married back there, and I came out here in 41. Mm-hmm. And I sold my home in Philadelphia, 3 bedrooms, an old place, but $2,500.
Well, in 41, yeah, well, just like these homes around here, they were building them $4,500, that was something for.
Yeah.
One of them was more because they... one of the contractors had built it for his daughter. He built her a fancier house and put more into it.
Yeah.
It was worth, it seemed to me it was $6,000.
Yeah, I recently, about 2 months ago, I had one of these Genie operated doors put on my garage. That door cost over half as much as I sold that 3-bedroom house for.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, $1,500 by the time it was installed and the whole business, you know, for on the garages, say, what kind of competition did you have in the early days? So that is, you know, it's not, we're not going way back.
Well, when he first opened up here, we had up the next corner here where that Card Lock gas station is. There was a gas station there, and they used to do repair work.
Who was that? What was the name?
Santa. No, that was that Santa's? Well, yeah, it was Santa's, wasn't it?
No, he was the last one, earliest I can remember.
Yeah.
And where was this location?
Where the gas station is across from Winnichnitzel.
That green redwood?
Right, yeah. There was a gas station there. And they used to do repair work, too, light repair work.
Yeah, there was a Mohawk there when I
later on, it was
came
a Mohawk,
on.
Correct,
yeah.
Yeah. But these fellas had it. I think Samus was one of them, and I can't remember the other. Vic Avila, I think, too, was one of them at one time, too.
What was that name?
Vic Avila. He worked for the school district for years and years, and he retired a couple years ago.
That sounds so Spanish.
He's Portuguese.
Santos is Portuguese, too.
Yeah,
isn't
right.
Excuse me. Hi.
Hello.
Can I pay my bill, sir?
You can.
Okay, I want to give you money. You let me in to give you money.
We can record the transaction, right?
Ford. Great Ford.
Okay, we're looking at a picture of the first grade waltz, first grade class.
Let's see,
this
what
was
year would that be? That would be 48 years ago.
48, 13 is 5, 4 from 7 is 30, 37,
Well, anyway, back there, about 37, 38 years ago. Where are you, Walt?
Yeah,
extreme left in the third row. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
And where's Art Shelley?
Let's see.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Back there. I'll mark that. I guess a number of these people are still around the valley.
Yeah. Several of them showed up at that reunion. Yeah. Raymond Moden.
Who owns the negative, the original of this? We're looking at a Polaroid.
Blood Rose of Beer. Blood Rose of Beer.
Rose of Beer?
Mm-hmm.
I know a Lee Rose of Beer.
That's Don Lager. His father had at the Agers Nursery. His brother has it now.
What's the name?
Agers.
Oh, Agers. Oh, sick. You say Rose of Beer. There's a Lee Rose of Beer.
That's his brother.
That's his brother. He would be 40 years old or so.
Yeah, well, he's
45.
Yeah. Well,
maybe close to 50. Yeah, he was in heart rehabilitation classes. We both had heart attacks about a year and a half ago, and we were at the hospital together, Lee and I. Well, I had no idea he went back this far.
I got my car in the garage for $89, and they wanted to get this okay to master.
Rose of Beer owns the original of this.
Yes.
Well, then we can get it from him.
I just want to know what
I'd like to get a copy.
No problem.
So then we can identify the.
Yeah, I was thinking
put it on the back.
A copy.
Say that again. Five.
Of the original one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be the thing to do. Yeah. So.
But I just did this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I have a 500 limit problem.
See Liz.
Yeah, so how do I get this thing approved?
They don't look too much different than they would today.
Hey, give me that number.
Barney, Barney Hardware.
Where is Barney?
Right
there. Where is Barney? He's not connected with the hardware at all anymore, is he?
No, they sold that business out. Then he had the Color Center over here.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
And that was 445. Daughter.
422 on so.
Well, back to a little about the garage.
Okay, thank you.
What?
Hi. 445.
Has there been any major difference in the work, the operation, the whole thing between your father and you and the 40 years you've been involved?
I know why.
No, we try to keep it about the same type of
500 they put on initially.
Business.
Let me talk
neighborhood
garage. Operations also okay.
Right, they work right about the same. Times have changed though. The equipment,
different cars.
Equipment's a lot different.
Where can I take this car to get it?
Prices are different.
Real nice.
In the old days, tune up car, clean the points, file up and clean the plugs, and that was it. No,
they're on San Francisco near Bellum.
Well, the one time I
do you know where Bellum is?
Could do a little work on my car, and I wouldn't even.
No.
I wouldn't try to do anything.
Okay,
now. Wouldn't even try to change plugs.
There,
no, my car would have stalled on the freeway when it was a start.
Yeah.
Because
you have all that electronic control. Controls the whole timing and fuel and everything now.
Well, can you?
Unless I had to set one of those extra boxes along with me to drive.
Is there work that comes in here in that regard that you can't cope with?
All this test equipment for these. Each car has its own. Each make car has its own hookup for testing.
Lourdes.
Oh, for testing.
Okay. Hi, this is Earl Simmons.
So
I have a MasterCard with you.
Spend $25,000
to get
a unit
for something because I'm over $500.
Then again, some guys.
What's his name?
Call us and want to know if we've had any problems. They have all that equipment and can't keep it in running order.
Yes, you're out.
Do you work on foreign cars too?
Yeah. Because we didn't have those in the old days. They had a few of
this is real simple. Good.
I live up on Marion, and I'm one of the few in the neighborhood that has an American car. One of the very few.
I bought a Ford, and I thought it was made in America, and I found out it was made in Canada.
Yeah.
How the hell you know when you're
My brother's Dodge, 72 Dodge is made in Canada.
Is that right?
So,
that is
what
did
you
Dodge
say,
the
top, red top?
Oh, I don't know. Who does that in Santa
Fe? Nobody does that here in
the city. My son had a Dodge van, and the rear springs are made in Japan.
The place to go would be to see Orlandi in Santa Fe.
So there's really no such thing as an American car. So those things change.
Yeah, that changes.
Well, the guy's right here, the shop.
Not only in Mill Valley, but every place.
Repairs on my car. My car stopped in the middle of the street. He's got it here.
Well,
I
think we'll shut this off. Yeah, looking at pictures of. Well, this is Elroy's garage here. Now, that's pretty recent. Here I see a 1970 some car there. Here's your dad's garage in San Francisco. That was 2780 what street?
I was just a little kid then. I don't remember which street it was. Potrero, something like that. I forget. My brother remembered back.
This is San Francisco too, I gather.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
This is your dad here, the big fella.
Street that shop was on in San Francisco now?
San Bruno Avenue?
San Bruno?
Yeah, San Bruno Avenue.
Well, this one had that window now. That one there is the third. That's San Bruno Avenue right there. That building is still there. It's a garage now.
Yeah.
But this one here, this was called the Southern Garage. This was his first garage when he first opened up.
Yeah.
When he left Doherty Brothers, he opened this up, Southern Garage, and it was on 3rd Street. Up in Bayview.
Oh, yeah.
Wichita.
Where did you live at the time?
Oh, up at Newcomb Avenue.
Oh, boy, I know where that is.
That's
a dark section of town now.
It was all Irish, Italians, and French. Some little Germans got in there too, but
that's what was generally known as Butcher Town.
My mother used to say when you didn't know where you were in a fog, you open the window of the car and you could smell where you were. And,
you see the cattle lined up to go up those chutes to go to the slaughter right near there someplace.
That used to be Allen. On 3rd Street, it was Allen's. Allen's Slaughterhouse.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I don't remember as it being Allen's, but I remember
the slaughterhouse.
Yeah. And the cattle going up this ramp, going up to the second floor. Mm-hmm. A terrible stench.
Oh,
it was just a... Be around there.
Then had a tannery.
Even I remembered. I was even 4 years old. I can remember that odor. But then I guess a tannery is spells too.
Yeah, that tannery. Yeah.
Well, that was
the American Can Company was all in there. So there's a lot of industry in that.
There's some where the changes have taken place is in San Francisco neighborhoods from, you know, Butchertown, the Irish, North Beach. Now it's all black and oriental.
My uncle, my father's oldest brother, they lost their home in the earthquake. They moved out to Butchertown, and there was a hill called Irish Hill in Butchertown, I guess. So that's where he had some cattle, an Irish Hill, I understand, so wherever that is. And there was all these small little truck farms out there.
Well, Bayview, they had a lot of... French, Italian, and Maltese are out there.
Maltese? Those are
the
main.
They have Maltese out there, too. They had a Maltese church in the next street from us.
Yeah. But there was a lot of Irish, too, scattered around.
Well, there were some Irish, too. The Quins are out
what
there.
What would be a Maltese church? Would it be a Catholic church? Would it?
Maltese?
Yeah.
It's something like a Catholic church, but it's...
it's Catholic, but it's for their own...
Their own religion.
With their own national church.
Their own language.
Church, but their own national.
Yeah.
But they've done away with a lot of those national churches. Some areas still have them, I guess. Sacramento has a Portuguese church.
Oh, yeah, there's Russian church here.
That Russian Orthodox is different.
Yeah.
East Valley.
So where is that? San Francisco.
There's one in San Anselmo.
Russian Orthodox?
Yeah, my wife's a Greek Orthodox, and one Christmas, she suddenly decided she had to go to church. Just before they started the one that's in Ignatio now, so she... I think we went there thinking it was Greek Orthodox.
Where is this?
I forget what street it's on up in San Francisco, right off the main... You go down toward the hill... Three or four blocks off from the seminary and down that way there.
It's a small like.
Did you get some roses today?
Not today.
It's half price.
Not here. It's not a big place. You can recognize it as being a church, but it's in a residential neighborhood.
And you can tell it's eastern, right where the dome.
The
gold dome. The onion.
Onion dome.
That came from Morocco, the Turks, I guess. Who was it that had that, used those originally?
I don't know, I always identify with Russians.
Before that. Because you see it in Spain?
Moors were in Spain.
The Moors, the Moors.
Yeah.
Actually, the Moors started that, I think.
Started what?
Those domes like that.
I don't know that. I would suspect that a little too... came from farther east, Constantinople, where the religion started.
When this building was put up, they had there was a little... store next door, it was sort of like a sandwich or
it was only a little
sweet shop out of it. But when this place was built, they made him put all this tile here. They didn't want a ugly looking building out here, so that all this Spanish tile had to be put on the front and side.
That was kind of pioneering in civic architecture.
In those days, they were even tough.
Well, that was that's Mill Valley. Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Looks nice. What year would that be?
28.
That early.
All that was next door here was just a little summer cottage originally.
Yeah.
Then they built a store there.
So they didn't want any
ugly looking building here, so we have that title.
I was on the planning commission here a few years ago, and Taco Bell was going to put a place on Miller.
Yeah.
We said you couldn't put that ugly looking yellow. Well, they had to change the architecture, and they refused to do it. They were going to sue the city.
Yeah, I remember that.
But it all kind of died away. Mm-hmm. The guy, I remember the fellow pointing his finger to the lawyer, said, we got 360 or whatever it is, we got 360 Taco Bells. They all look exactly the same, and we're going to have one here, and it's going to look exactly like the rest of them.
Well, this McDonald's out here doesn't have the big arches either.
No.
Well, then Colonel Sanders, you wouldn't know it was a Colonel Sanders like most of them.
So you see, they have the sign ordinance says the sign, you can only have so many square feet of sign, and it can't be above your roof line and all this kind of stuff. So that.
Well, speaking of signs, see this name here over our door? When we had the building painted, they went and painted over that, so we couldn't put the sign back the same size. It had to be brought inside the door. If we hadn't painted over it, we could keep the same.
Bureaucracy, and there's a point behind it.
That's kind of stupid.
Well, the rules are this, and they don't...